South Korea reviews military options to enter Strait of Hormuz. By John Hayward on September 4, 2026. The South Korean government said on Friday that it is still reviewing its options for a military deployment to protect international shipping against Iranian terrorism in the Strait of Hormuz, but nothing has been decided yet. The comments from an unnamed government official in Seoul were a response to South Korean media reports that the government would seek parliamentary approval for a military deployment before the end of September and could have air and naval assets in the Strait of Hormuz by the end of the year. South Korean broadcaster JTBC reported on Thursday that the deployment could include maritime patrol aircraft, a mine clearing unit, and a logistics support ship. The Blue House, the South Korean presidential office, said on Friday that defense readiness posture on the Korean peninsula and domestic legal requirements had to be considered before a decision would be made. A Blue House official said South Korea would make substantive and military contributions to securing the Strait of Hormuz, and a broad range of possibilities was under examination. Some involve participation in combat, while others are non-combat roles. There could also be various options related to search operations. We are reviewing them comprehensively, the official said, as quoted by the Korea Herald. In response to rumors of a troop deployment, the official noted that if even one or two service members were sent to the area, whether in a combat or non-combat role, that would be classified as a troop deployment. When people hear the term troop deployment, they may immediately associate it with combat or the deployment of a large number of troops. Against that backdrop, what I can say is that there could be a variety of options, and we are reviewing them, the official added. Chosun Ilbo reported on Friday that several of South Korea's political parties are strongly opposed to deployment, including many members of President Lee Jae-myung's Democratic Party of Korea. Dispatch is a line that must not be crossed under any circumstances. Why is South Korea even reviewing dispatch to this illegal aggressive war? Asked Rebuilding Korea Party floor leader Kim Jun-hyun. On the other hand, Lee's administration is said to be nervous about President Donald Trump's exasperation with South Korea for doing so little to help against the menace Iran poses to international shipping. I recently asked the President of South Korea if they would like to join us in the denuclearization of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they said, no thanks. Trump grumbled in mid-August when he announced cuts to U.S. joint military exercises with South Korea, and announced the resumption of his diplomatic efforts with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Chosun Ilbo noted that the Blue House almost immediately began talking about practical and military contribution plans for the Strait of Hormuz, and the dispatch plan has since materialized within about half a month. Government sources told Chosun Ilbo that, contrary to statements about the government mulling over a wide range of options, the Blue House has some specific ships and planes in mind for the Strait of Hormuz, including an 11,000-ton support ship called Soyong and a half-dozen P-8A maritime patrol aircraft purchased from the United States in 2024. There are simply too many areas of disagreement between South Korea and the U.S. right now, Kyungnam University research fellow Doo Jin-ho told the Korea Herald. Ultimately, I think the government may be trying to break through the current difficulties between South Korea and the U.S. by demonstrating a greater contribution to the alliance,